Now to a story in Alabama which may have national implications on immigration policy. An apparent dispute between the federal government and some officials in Atlanta may be an indication that possibly the federal government may challenge the tough immigration law in the state of Alabama. Joining us now is Dan Carson, senior reporter for the Southern Education Desk at WBHM-FM in Birmingham, Alabama. Dan Carson, good morning.
Good morning.
So the federal government appears to want information that we've actually talked about on this program regarding school enrollment, the sense that the new immigration law may have had an impact on school enrollment in the state of Alabama, and the state of Alabama is not supplying that information?
That's exactly right. The U.S. Department of Justice originally sent a letter directly to some district-level superintendents and communities across Alabama. I think it was actually 39 districts with relatively high Hispanic populations, Latino populations. And the Attorney General of Alabama, Luther Strange, advised the interim superintendent of Alabama schools not to comply. Basically, the Attorney General here sort of went back to the DOJ. It was sort of a verbal war of emailed letters. Basically, the Attorney General said, show us your authority to demand or compel that information. And so far, that's where it stands right now.
Is this a legal technicality, Dan Carson? We were told by members of the legislature there in Alabama that the whole idea of the collecting of information at the school level was simply to see what's going on and to report that to the federal government, to encourage them to develop a real national immigration policy. Isn't that your understanding?
It is. This whole issue is sort of ironic and funny if you step back and look at it that way. That's a very good point. It's very complicated. It is sort of confusing, but I think the Attorney General here, I think he's upholding a tradition of making the federal government sort of go through legal hoops to get what they want. Now, the federal government, of course, does have legal authority and will eventually probably get exactly what it wants.
And is it possible that the Attorney General there is grandstanding a bit or creating a political dispute likely to have implications for his own political fortunes?
I think that's at least partly true. I think it definitely does not hurt him here in Alabama, and especially in Republican circles. He is standing up to the federal government. At the same time, I do the sense that I get is that basically these are two very powerful, very sharp, very accomplished lawyers sort of going back and forth. And I think Luther Strange, the Attorney General, I think I would say it will help him politically, but from what I gather, I think he honestly does believe in this. I think he does. This is a legitimate ideological dispute between states' rights, the old states' rights argument, and the federal government.
Finally, Dan Carson, is the immigration law in Alabama believed to be popular among the state residents?
I think overall it still is, but the opposition to it is growing. We recently had, there were activists from basically all over the country. We're here for a three-day meeting, sort of rallying people. There are people of all stripes on either side who are becoming even more sort of charged up about this issue than they had been, and that's saying something.
Dan Carson, senior reporter of the Southern Education Desk at WBHM-FM, Birmingham, Alabama. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.